Hi, GWA. Well, I've done enough posts now to where, you know, I figured I should probably do this questionnaire. So I'm kind of doing this on the fly a little bit, so I didn't, like, you know, really read and think about the questions really hard before I started. So if I have a lot of pauses or something, then that's why. Okay, question one. What is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, I'm a female, I'm a woman, and I am bisexual with a preference for men. So, just in case anyone wanted to ask that, if you are familiar with the Kinsey scale, I'd say I'm a solid, like, 2.3. what gets you turned on? I don't know, a lot of stuff, really. I mean, anything as simple as a nice smile to, you know, something very explicit and kinky and, you know, something like that. But I think the biggest thing is really, like, another person's energy. Like, you know, if I can kind of tell that, you know, we vibe, like, in that way, then that's really sexy. I think that, you know, that's probably the best, just kind of feeding off somebody else. Like, that really turns me on. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I'd say it's probably my eagerness to please. Like, I really enjoy pleasing my partner, and I get a lot of pleasure out of that. And then probably kinkiness, if you guys haven't noticed from my recordings. Like, I am as kinky, I've gotten this question a lot, and I am as kinky in real life as I am in my recordings. So, so I'd say those two. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I'd say, I mean, intelligence is obviously really sexy, like, you know, a well-educated person. But as far as, you know, just if you're thinking about, you know, just sexually, I'd say, you know, once again, if I can kind of feel a vibe like that, you know, maybe we'd mesh well together. Like, if I can kind of tell, I kind of get a vibe that somebody's, you know, a little kinky, then that's, you know, that definitely attracts me to a person, or it can. You know, also things like kindness or caring, those are very attractive qualities as well. So I feel like that was a really piss poor answer to that question. But see, number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I'd say one where, you know, both parties are pleased, you know, something where we can really take our time to, you know, explore each other, and, you know, if we know what the other one likes, and, you know, basically just putting our all into making sure that the other person is satisfied, then I think, you know, that gives reciprocal satisfaction. So, you know, just things like that, I think, you know, make a good sexual encounter. Number seven, what do you want, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? So I'm just gonna think about, like, whenever I act as a dom, so I have, like, dom scenes, my favorite color to wear is red. I think it's because, you know, it's a color that really, to me, kind of communicates, like, sexuality and power and stuff like that. So red is definitely my favorite color to wear in that situation. And how do you prepare yourself? I mean, just how I would, like, any day that I want to look nice, you know, fix my hair and put on, you know, the little bit of makeup that I wear, and you know, those sorts of things. Instead, I just think about, you know, just kind of getting in the zone, like, especially, like I said, as a dom, just thinking, like, you know, the power that I can have over the other person and everything. Actually, a funny thing that I do whenever I
act as a dom is I wear like this body glitter, and it's like the scented body glitter, and not like a crazy weird amount, like stripper amounts, but and I partially do that one because it smells nice, and then two, like for example, the last time I co-dommed a guy with one of my sorority sisters, and she's kind of submissive to me too, so it was like kind of co-doming this guy, but kind of me doming both of them. I don't know, it was kind of weird. I mean, it was fun, but explaining it's kind of weird. But I had this body glitter on, and like, you know, I had it in my cleavage and like on my legs and stuff, and I remember afterwards, like, we went to go get dinner, and I was walking down the street with them and seeing, like, the glitter, like, the light reflecting off of the glitter on their faces. And so, like, you could kind of tell, like, you know, their faces had been, you know, in my cleavage or, you know, on my legs and stuff like that. And it was basically just kind of, like, an outward sign of them having been worshipping me. So that was really sexy. So, I know it might sound weird, but, like, oh, yeah, I put on body glitter like a 15-year-old or a stripper, but, you know, I kind of like having that outward proof of, or like a little reminder of what just happened. I think that's really, it's hot. So, number 8, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Okay, this is gonna be a really weird answer, but, I'd probably say Dexter, like from the Showtime show, not the Cartoon Network cartoon. I guess because, you know, I just think he would make a really good dom. Like, he would be, because he's so, like, steely and serious and, like, kind of creepy, and I'm into that. Like, I'm into, you know, kind of scary stuff, so, I would totally have sex with Dexter. Who turned you on the most in your life? Crush, significant other, teacher, anyone in your life currently? I don't know, it's hard to answer. I don't have a significant other right now. But, I mean, you know, I'm still, you know, if you listened to my, my male submissive recording, he's coming back soon, in like a week, and he turns me on a lot. I also have, you know, all of you lovely people. You guys turned me on, so, I don't know, it's really kind of hard to pinpoint, like, one person, so I'm not going to. Number 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? It depends on, you know, my partner and, what we're doing. So, like, obviously, if I'm taking a submissive role, like, I like to be called slut, or, like, a good girl, or bad girl, you know, depending on my behavior. You know, if I'm playing a dominant role, you know, I like to be called, you know, my queen, your highness, stuff like that. And then, you know, all the typical ones, like baby and stuff like that, I really like, you know, to be called that, so. Number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Ooh, definitely no gag reflex. I really, really like, to give head, and so, to me, no gag reflex would be the best. I mean, I have mine pretty well tamed, but, obviously, like, a bigger guy, it's, you know, a little harder, so... but I like gagging though, so, you know, maybe if I could turn it on and off. I just realized that I skipped number 4, which is what is your sexual act, so I'm gonna go back to that real quick. So like I said, I really like giving blowjobs, so that's probably my favorite. I really like the way, you know, a guy's cock feels in my mouth and, you know, in my throat and the sounds that he makes and his reactions, like, I've gotten some of the best reactions. My ex used to, my last boyfriend, I remember the first time I gave him head, he was just like, at one point he was like, oh my god, you need to stop, like, the roof of my mouth is going numb, like, you might actually give me a stroke. He's like, it's just too good. And, you know, just stuff like that. Like, you know, I really like getting those kinds of reactions. So, you know, things like that. Like, I like knowing I please my partner. So, but yeah, blowjobs definitely. Okay, skipping back to number 12. how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I've been lurking on GWA for a while. I made a request once under a different, under like a throwaway, probably like almost a year ago. And I did a recording for somebody once. It was a private thing. I wonder if they recognize my voice now, because I know they're still on here, so I wonder if they remember that I did a recording for them once. But I started posting, I don't know, I think I have a pretty decent voice. Unlike most people, I think, you know, I'm fine with, you know, listening to my, like, recorded voice. Like, I think I sound fine. But, like, I really like talking dirty, and I really like turning people on, and I've gotten this question a lot, too, like, in PMs, if doing these recordings turns me on, and they really do. Like, I'm really wet, like, during each recording I make, just because it's, like, I like the whole role-play thing. I like, knowing that you sexy people out there, like, are masturbating to my voice and thinking about, you know, hopefully maybe thinking about doing these things with me, and that really turns me on, so, I think it's a lot of fun. I like that. Number 13, what's your dirtiest fantasy? Oh my goodness, I'm not gonna answer this one, because you guys would really judge me. It would kind of, I have some fetishes that only, like, a couple of people know about, because, you know, I don't feel comfortable sharing them, and I'd say my dirtiest fantasy probably has to do with those, so, I'm just gonna skip that one. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. I don't know, I think it's hard for me to really, once again, like, pinpoint, like, one time that was, like, the kinkiest sex I've ever had, just because I have a lot of kinky sex, so it's, like, you know, I think it depends on the person. Like, you know, was my kinkiest sex the time that, you know, I had sex at my workplace with, like, a coworker? Or was it the kinkiest sex, like, the time that I co-dommed a guy? Or was it kinkiest sex the time that, you know, a guy, like, a boyfriend, you know, pissed on me, or vice versa? You know, like, and those are all things that I have done, but, you know, like I said, it kind of depends. Like, you know, to one person, you know, the water sports thing might be the kinkiest, but to another, the co-domming might be. So it really just kind of depends, I guess, on the person. What's your favorite part of your body and why? I like my ass. If you guys have looked in my submitted posts, you've seen that I've posted it in a couple places. I think I've got a pretty nice ass. Other than that, probably, like, my eyes or my freckles. I kind of like my freckles. A lot of guys seem to really like them, which is surprising. I didn't think guys were super into freckles, but apparently they are, so. But yeah, that's probably it. So hopefully this didn't bore you guys too much, but, you know, maybe you... Oh, I should probably add, because I've gotten this in some PMs too, so I figure this is probably the perfect time to just throw this in there. I've had some people ask me about, like, my fetish list, like, my kinks. And, like I said, I have a couple that, you know, I'm not comfortable sharing with people. Like, it's only, like, a couple of people know about them. But for the ones I will share, obviously... You know, as suggested by my username, I'm a switch, so I can dominate or submit with a man, or but with women I just prefer to dominate. I don't really find the idea of submitting to a woman terribly appealing for some reason, so but yeah, and then H play, I do identify as a little sometimes, and I had a daddy dom around, like, the summertime, or, well, not the summer, like, last semester, but I kind of broke that off, so,
So yeah, I miss that. But yeah, I do like age play and stuff. Obviously, I'm fine with water sports. I know I've done, like, a water sports recording, and, you know, I just mentioned a little bit ago that I've, like, done it in real life and stuff. For me, like, it's one of those things that's, like, if my partner really likes it, then I'll kind of do it. But it's not something, like, I'll individually, like, push on my own, really. So, that one's more of, like, a mild interest. Trying to think of any others that might be, like, interesting. I mean, really, there are very few limits that I have, so, for the most part, like, I'll try anything. My only hard limits are, you know, what I'd say the typical hard limits are, so, like, you know, kids or, non-consenting adults or, scat, bestiality, things like that. But really, other than that, I'm pretty open. I really like scary fetishes, if that makes any sense. I'm really into consensual non-consent and, things like abduction fantasies or, like, stalking fantasies, threats of, like, extreme physical violence, like, stuff like that. For some reason, just, like, fear really turns me on, like, being afraid really turns me on. So, I actually have... hopefully the lovely Kalita Fapp and I have a planned, I wrote a script and we have a planned collab coming up. So you guys will get to see that part of me. It's a fear play, based recording. So hopefully we can get that going sometime. But other than that, I don't know. Like I said, I can't really think of any others that are super, super noteworthy. Like I said, I'm down with just about anything. So, but yeah, so that's it. So now that I've reached the end of this, oh my god, I'm at 17 minutes. You guys are probably bored out of your minds or have skipped through this. But thanks for listening, I guess. And, as usual, if you have any questions for me, you can always ask. I think I'm pretty good about answering stuff. But, bye. Mwah.